John, look at this weekend. Williamsport, Little League. AJ Hinch was gushing yesterday with us about how cool this is for his baseball team.
Yeah, and so I asked him the question because I had those moments as a player where whenever, even if it's a game, it doesn't matter what it is. When it becomes your job, sometimes you lose perspective as to how unique, how special. And he was talking about, hey, I'm sitting here in the dugout. This is my office. Like, how unbelievable is that? And then there are moments where you have these, just, you know, a moment of clarification or clarity. And you're like, I'm playing a game. I'm getting paid a lot of money to play a game. This is my job. How unbelievable is this? And then you pair that with, we're going to go play at Williamsport, the Little League World Series. And all of the 10, 11, 12-year-old memories start to bubble up for every guy. And it doesn't matter if you're player, coach, manager. He talked about that. And this is what he shared about the memories he had as a Little Leaguer.
I was a shortstop because everybody wanted to be a shortstop. I either wanted to be Dale Murphy growing up. I watched TBS and the Braves every night outside of Oklahoma City, or I wanted to be Pudge Rodriguez. And I wasn't even a catcher until high school, but I watched him come through the minor leagues. We had a Triple-A team for the Rangers. So, you mimic. My Little League was full of, like, mimicking stances. I would try to take it into the game and, you know, the backyard baseball and, I was a pitcher and a shortstop and totally, underdeveloped, big ears, you know, a lot of energy, tried to play on as many teams as I could, got my uniform dirty, begged my mom to wash it so I could wear it the next day.
We all have those pictures of us as Little Leaguers or, you know, whatever sport it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have those awkward phases, right? Where you're like, man, my ears were big, or golly, my head looks big, or I don't look proportionate.
It's after you lose your first front teeth and then they grow in and you still have the rest of your baby teeth.
Yes.
You're growing out your bangs. Yikes.
Yes.
But you don't collect.
Never had that experience, but yeah, sure.
You don't collect the baby teeth. You dispose of the baby teeth in most people's cases.
Yes.
In most people's
cases.
Yes,
right. Yes.
Not all.
But I in the moment, like I could envision, you know, young AJ Hinch playing Little League Baseball. And I've shared a lot of stories about whether it's Jack or Ellie and their exploits and the moments that they've had. And I got to thinking about, we all have some of these moments where you kind of have that throwback moment of what was it like to be a Little League Baseball player? And almost everybody has that one heroic moment where you come up bottom of the seventh inning, because they only play seven innings, and it's bases loaded, you're down three, you hit the grand slam, and maybe it's the only moment that you had as a Little Leaguer, but it's one that will just never leave your mind. I had one as my brother was playing for the Clawson Owls, and I can remember the uniforms and everything. It was a big O, you know, black O on a yellow hat, yellow uniforms, owl script across the front. I was the bat boy. And it was like a 9-year-old team, and I was 7 at the time. I was the bat boy, wanted to be with the big brother, you know, and you kind of always had this dream at that time of what if there's not enough players and you get a chance to, they ask you to play. And it happened. All right. They were down a player. They needed one more. So they said, hey, why don't we just I already had the uniform as the bat boy. Why don't we just let him play? And I got a chance to play with the big kids up the bat. First at bat, I hit one in the gap, and I'm running around the bases as fast as my little pudgy legs could freaking run. And there was no fence, so it just kept rolling, and I ended up hitting a home run as the bat boy. And it is of my memories, and I've had a lot of great ones. Obviously, at the Rose Bowl, number of memories in the NFL, great memories in high school, but that is one of my top 5 sports memories, going back to just begging to get in the game, getting that chance, and then coming through at that moment. It just was, it's something that I'll never forget. And I'm wondering from our listeners, do you have those memories? And it can be, I mean, it doesn't have to be the bat boy, but do you have those from yourself, or do you have those of watching your kids play?
Because that's what this weekend invokes, is the Tigers being in Williamsport, Little League World Series site, 6,000-7,000 people, this like pure baseball sense that even the major league guys are giddy about. And I'm sure you guys have those stories. So, John, you want people to call in text in those memories, those moments, and those stories. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, let's live the glory days for just a moment, because it's going to be Williamsport. The big leaguers, and I remember watching this last year and thinking, when the Tigers got this game, this is amazing. Because you watch the big leaguers sitting in the stands with their hot dog or their popcorn, watching 12-year-old players.
AJ also talked about players he emulated. Did you have like a, because everybody did the batting stance, right? Everybody knows like all the unique batting stances in Major League Baseball. Because as a kid, you'd sit there and play pretend.
Sure, you do. And this is, I'll go back to my, you know, okay, let's go to 84 Tigers. I know it's old. This is all old radio, but this is the memories it invokes. I was a lefty batter. Kirk Gibson was a lefty. And that was part of my, and it was the football player who played baseball as well, played for the Tigers, and I did everything I possibly could to emulate Kirk Gibson. I wanted to grow up and be Kirk Gibson, because that was my fandom at such a young age.
I mean, a couple others, Mickey Tettleton in the 90s, everybody. He was literally just standing up, like as straight as possible. There's like no bend whatsoever.
The opposite of that is Gary Sheffield. Like I remember, different generation. Wagging the bat in the batter's box.
Oh, yeah. Will Clark was one.
Yeah. Kevin Youkilis. It was like he was like playing a violin over his head when he would be in the batter's box.
I mean, I didn't really have like a big memory playing. I know I had one really good game, but I don't remember the specifics. But, I mean, mine is my oldest son, Connor. He had a grand slam on his birthday. I mean, that was just absolutely incredible. And at once he scored, he laid down and did a snow angel. It was outstanding. I mean, it was just so awesome to see that, you know. And the other one might be, this happened like a month ago. His team, they weren't that good this year. And they were in the All-Star tournament. And they're facing elimination and facing double mercies in games. And they just would not go away. And they were down 17-0 and got the game all the way back to 17-16. That was fun. That was one of the most unique as a coach that I've ever experienced, because I've just never seen the tide turn like that. And it's hard to come back 17-0 in football. This was baseball. Yeah.
John, when you were practicing, trying to beat Kirk Gibson, did you practice calling into a radio show to tell them to be more positive? Was that also part of the...
Come on, man. Okay, I'm sorry. Like this, why do you got to go full smarm? Why do you...
There's
why
a quota. I have to, at least a couple times a show, we get them out of the way in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh,
move
man.
On.
We didn't have to go
all right,
there.
Wait, we're getting attitude also. Did you even play? Did your parents let you out of the house?
You. Hold on. Thank you for asking that question.
I will address it. But can we acknowledge...
What's Little League?
Did you even play? The attitude that he just... Did you even play? That was like Heather yesterday,
baseball.
Let me speak.
Yeah. No, I'm following the you're a little man comment.
Yeah, exactly.
I played football and soccer growing up. I didn't play baseball growing up. But I do have, we could talk football
you
moments.
Played football and football.
Yes. Yes. I didn't play stick sports, hockey or
no
baseball.
Hand-eye coordination.
But I loved both. And no, I'm not very coordinated. This isn't a surprise to you, John. This is not. No, I mean, I think we all pretended we were baseball players, even if we weren't baseball players. That's why I said, like, you know, Gary Sheffield stance, or I remember
Julio Franco with the bat, yes. You know, whipped around his head.
Or how about pitchers? Like, nobody could do what Dontrelle Willis could do, but it was fun to kind of pretend like he could whip leg around before
the high kick. Or the Dennis Eckersley, the submarine pitch. Like, you always get those kids that are trying to do that.
Yeah. Hey, let's get your memories from playing MLB The Show.
Oh, God. No, I played.
Yeah, tremendous dexterity in my fingers.
No, I played youth football. John, you brought up what was a
Look at all those buttons. He gets all excited.
What did you say? The Clawson Owls is
Clawson
what?
Clawson Owls.
We had the Livonia Orioles.
Uh-huh.
We also competed with the other Livonia youth football teams, the Falcons and the Blue Jays. And we had a big playoff game against the Livonia Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And I was playing defense at the time. I played offensive line in high school, but defensive line at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a back and forth game. It's playoffs, rivalry. We got title aspirations.
Coming off the edge.
Big fumble recovery in a big spot in the game. Momentum change. Sudden change.
Yeah. What was the celebration? Did you have a dance?
I didn't have a dance. Back to the not being coordinated thing.
But I
made an impact.
Before. Act like you've been there. Give the ball to the official.
Give him the Barry Sanders, right? There we go.
Uh-huh.
And then I hit the B button. We have ticket texters making fun of me, but more importantly, their stories. That's what you want, John, is people's stories. And we'll get to the phones as well. Pete in Garden City. Pete, you're on 97.1.
How you doing? Yeah, I was the Little League Garden City. Moeller Field was as hard as a parking lot. And we were getting mercied. And I remember my dad was behind the backstop. He left. And I got up to bat, bases loaded, just swung hard as every kid did. Went up the gap, ran all the way around the bases. Grand slam. Still lost, I think, like two runs. End of the game, the coach is going over gathering equipment, putting everything in a bag. He's like, hey, let's hear it for Pete. Everybody gave me a good little cheer, pat me on the back. So he's, Pete, grab a game ball. I reach in the bag, grab this ball, pull it out. Nice, beautiful white baseball. He goes, no, not that one. It was like, it was funny. It was
yeah, got to have a used one. Yeah, yeah, right. not a white one.
Yeah, so he brought me back down to reality in a hurry. But it was, you know, I mean, you hit a ball at that place, and it just kept going. I mean, I actually felt bad for the outfielders because I used to be an outfielder. When one got by you, man, you was God help you.
Pete, let me ask you this question. How long do you remember holding on to that baseball, that game ball?
You know what? It was a long time. You know, I mean, it just, I think we played baseball with it for years and years.
Sure.
It just, it was awesome. We were like the Bad News Bears. I actually think we were called the Reds, and we had like a blue uniform. It was just silly, the whole thing. But it was the best times. It was all my friends. I would have to pitch against some of my friends sometimes, and I couldn't even pitch to them because we'd be laughing, you know, kind of giggling at each other. It was just silly. Good times.
Yeah. Good, yeah. Hey, that's Little League, yep.
Ticket Texter says, morning, guys. Rod Carew, Pete Rose, those are my copycat batting stances a kid from the 70s. That's Dave at work. Tony Phillips' stance was great. That's Matt in a truck.
How many kids in that era would do the Charlie Hustle dive and slam their hands into the ground trying to, you know, stretch that double into a triple and then the head first slide?
Texter says, I once went 7-for-7, triple short of hitting for a double cycle.
Oh, wow.
That's
double cycle.
Double cycle.
That only happens in Little League.
It's 97.1.